Hello, and welcome to this episode of the SRUC podcast. I'm Rosie Free, Communications Officer, SRUC, and today I'm speaking to our Farms Partnership Coordinator, George Bakey, about GreenShed, a pioneering project which addresses the need for the livestock farming sector to reduce greenhouse gas emissions while improving productivity. In a nutshell, the state-of-the-art shed, which has received £3 million in UK government funding, will use cattle waste products to power a methane capturing system and grow indoor plants. SRUC is leading this project with partners from the University of Strathclyde, AgriEpi Centre, No Pollution Systems, Organic Power Ireland, Galebreaker, Saturn Bioponics and N2 Applied. Hello George and welcome to the podcast. Can you tell us a little bit more about your role at SRUC?
Hi, I'm George Bakey. As I said, I'm the Farms Partnership Coordinator, or in other words, the Farms Director for all the in-hand farming operations of SRUC. So I'm responsible for something in the region of 4,500 hectares of land that we manage to support academia, whether it's research and or teaching, and with a wee bit of commercial activity on the side. And obviously a big part of what we do is ruminant agriculture, whether it's sheep or cattle, and therefore methane and emissions and things is very much on our agenda in terms of what we're trying to do.
Beef farming is under significant pressure to reduce its environmental impact. How do you foresee the direction beef production is going in, both in the short and longer term?
The actual beef production itself, I think there's a big drive to probably eat a wee bit less meat, but probably a bit more environmentally aware of the meat that we are eating. So eating again, less of a better quality beef, which for Scotland should be a huge opportunity because essentially our beef is grass-based. As a result, again, we can claim quite good environmental credentials. The slight issue we have, but obviously using a forage-based diet, though, is that there is the methane question. A lot of my research colleagues are obviously heavily invested in looking at the research and the science behind methane and emissions generally. On a personal note, I think that the solution is going to be a breeding thing, in that we'll end up being able to breed cattle that are still productive but actually produce less methane. But obviously, in the interim, there will be all sorts of technologies applied to beef farming and ruminants generally, which will help with the ruminant debate until the sort of breeding profile can catch up.
And can you describe the importance of reducing carbon within SRUC farms? What mitigation measures are you already putting in place and what future mitigation measures are you considering?
As the business, just a bit of number on it. We are currently with about 600 dairy cows, with probably about 500 beef cows, and we've got about 4,000 ewes, all of which are ruminants, and therefore we've got all the sort of technologies and silages and feeds and stuff around that. What we've done is, like most farmers, we've done a big carbon footprint of the whole business, and whilst we can claim sequestration for the grass and the forages and things we're producing, there is still a sort of net figure that we then use as a target, which we're trying to variously apply technologies and known methodologies, I suppose, of reducing that. So, for instance, on the dairies, we've applied quite a bit of biochar, which is essentially a charcoal-based product that you sort of bury in the land. We've applied it via the slurry and also by ploughing it in. We've had various success in the applications, if we're honest, but actually the kind of science behind it would seem to be quite good. We have invested in an N2 applied machine, which essentially electrifies slurry and makes it more usable and more available for the plants. That machine is in the sort of commissioning stages at the moment. We're also looking at different fuels in terms of what we use with the tractors and things. That's quite in infancy at the moment. There is quite a big debate ongoing between which fuel the major suppliers are going to go down. So things like hydrogen, methane, as well as other sort of biofuels are being considered. For us, that is not a step we're quite at, although again, the hydrogen, for me personally, is something that big players like Doots and JCB and stuff are investing quite a lot. So I could fairly see, for a farm-based technologies, that might be more applicable necessarily than the straightforward electric battery-based technologies that will probably all end up driving in our domestic cars.
Can you describe the green shed system that's being built and tested on one of your farms?
The green shed itself is, in its essence, a cattle shed, which will hold something in the region of 40 cattle. Unusually, it is an enclosed building, totally enclosed, so that all the gas is being captured and then that gas is being used to drive the further technologies. The animals are based on kind of on a straw bed in, therefore the muck and stuff that's coming out of that is going to go through biodigester, and again the various, so the, therefore the gas being collected through the sort of roof ridges and used to run sort of engines and things. And obviously the muck going through the biodigester will be used, which will produce a digestate that I can use, but obviously there's gas and stuff being produced in that as well, which is essentially what we're trying to do, is capture and clean up gas, which we then use to other, for other parts of the project.
And can you outline the key benefits that Green Shed can achieve?
What Green Shed is an experimental facility trying to do farm-based science at scale. We've built a building as a demonstration facility to then apply these technologies. And I suppose what we're trying to do is test out whether the whole cyclical nature of the technologies can, that they're actually designed to complement each other, whether that actually works. So can we're looking at the technical performance of each individual technology, and can the carbon savings that we're that would be claimed on paper on in documentation, can, are they actually real? And can they be verified in sort of real time with real animals in a real farm? Fundamental to me, though, is that we have to be able to manage animal welfare in this, and that animal welfare cannot be compromised in any shape or form. And again, we've got 40 animals in this facility, and the facility is designed with their welfare as, again, as the number one thing. And I think anybody listening to this podcast or interested in beef production at all is going to be very, very interested in this animal welfare aspects of what we're doing here. The real core of this is actually trying to develop or incentivising a low carbon beef supply chain model, and you can to see is that actually going to deliver the benefits that we would expect, both in terms of the animals, the beef they produce, and any other sort of not unexpected side benefits along the way in terms of the sort of heat, methane, and energy, and other things that may be produced along the line.
What do you consider to be the main challenges for farmers to adopt this technology?
It's, do these machines actually do what they say on the tin? Are they actually complementing each other, and how complicated a system will this be to work? You can, what I can see from the facility already is that there are some fairly serious bits of kit in this, and somebody's going to have to take responsibility for managing them. Is that something a normal farmer would be able to do? I think it is, but until we try it, we're not going to know. So there is this running of the infrastructure, if you like, and also the animals and how they manage and perform in this system, which is different to what most folk would see as normal.
And how big a change would adopting Green Shed be for your business in comparison to your current production system?
Oh, it would be a huge change. It's changes to the ventilation characteristics of buildings. It's changes to the infrastructure, kind of the ability to capture and manage the gases and things that are being produced. I mean, these things are all doable on the basis that the technologies work.
What stage is the Green Shed project at? Is it commercially available?
The individual components are all commercially available, but to put them together in the sort of cycle that we've put them in here would be very, very unusual, with the animals being at the core of it.
You touched on this a little bit before, but how is animal welfare being considered within the Green Shed design?
Animal welfare has to be at the core of this. I mean, any of us who do eat meat kind of have to have a respect for the animals at all levels, like, as it were. What we should be thinking about here is that kind of normally ventilated shed is driven by decades of science and acknowledged expertise in terms of how these buildings work. What we have here is a building that runs at negative pressure, essentially the same as an aeroplane or a train carriage runs at. And it's just, how do the animals behave? I am expecting the animals to behave perfectly normally as they would, because the shed, to all intents and purposes to them, is a normal cattle shed.
And if people are interested in learning more, how can they find out more about the project?
Right now, if folk want to find out more about it, if they go to the SRUC website and look under the major projects, you'll find a link at that stage, which should give you a bit more information.
Thank you, George. It's been really interesting hearing about the project.
I'm very keen to go and see how this works as well. There's been a lot of investment in terms of the thinking and the time and the technologies around it. So, yeah, I'm sure it's something we will come back to in due course.
Thank you and goodbye.
Okay, thank you.